Spanish and being salvation plans in the trees pre-planned. Oh, God is looking in the heavens to see how you react. So when we begin to rejoice like this, and if you're a newcomer or first timer, sorry, you might look and say, why are they so happy? Why are you so sad? No. I just needed to ask you that. I said, but that's a bit rude. I don't mean to be rude. Pardon me, but why are you so sad? I said, because it's a sad world. Speak for yourself. But on a nicer note. So yesterday, I think yesterday or the day before yesterday, the Church of England had a meeting and certain laws were proposed. And the other ones, it's none of my business, but they now agreed that church service don't have to be on Sunday anymore. Nothing wrong with that. You know, Spark would have done that sometime, someday, one day. Oh yeah, read Ephesians. I need to stop. I want to make a call. I think someone's life is about to change today. Talk to me.
This became known both to all Jews and Greeks living in Ephesus. They were all seized with fear, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified.
What became known? Talk to me.
Also, there were seven sons of Sceva.
Okay, yeah. So, Paul had been preaching in that city, and seven sons of Sceva decided to do ulabula. That they were going to replace what Paul was doing. But they saw the demonstration of God's power to see that the demon in that realm was real. And they said, we know Paul. That's where I'm going today. He said, we know Paul, we know Christ. Because in this realm, they captured us. Those of you who are on the economic mountain, can I tell you something? Don't worry, I'm going in and out, but I'll refocus and finish this. Listen to me. One day, Jesus was passing by a tomb. There was a madman there. And as you know, there are three categories of madness, all present in this city. There's a madness that still dresses up. But this guy, the madman of Gadara, was by the tomb communicating with the dead. Now, listen to me. It's not dead people. He wasn't communicating with dead people. He was communicating with the dead, past issues. Dead issues, things that don't matter. He was having conversation. And because of this, they saw that he was mad. He didn't know, they didn't see the dead issues. That's what I'm telling you about madness, right? He's still talking to him. He's still communicating. And sometimes when he remembers the dead issue, he acts. And you've seen that in church. Stop pretending. You don't know why she just got angry and walked out. So what's wrong with her? The mad woman of Gadara. Communicating with dead issues. But Jesus was passing by, and Jesus said, how many demons are here? He said, we are legions, because my issues are many. Listen now. There was a businessman across the road whose economy, I just want to give you a drop for this week. Whose economy is swine based? Is a dirty man. Is a dirty politician. It does not know God. His business is swine. It's dirty things. They occupy mountains, yeah, that don't belong to them. They accumulated wealth by selling pigs' dirt. So Jesus said, okay, we're going to cast out this demon. Guess what happened? He told the demons to go into the swine. And guess what happened immediately? The stock market crashed. In that city, that day. Why? Because he has sent the demons to destroy the business of the swine so that those who are in the Lord can prosper. These mountains are infested with swines. When you deliver someone from the street, when you take someone off the street, you send them back to the swine, meaning the demons in them. I say, why do you carry knife? And so now they're saying public health, right? There's a demon, a dead spirit there. They are going to their own mountain. But let's go back to Ephesus. This is our prayer week. I just needed to give you that clue. Talk to me.
Also, there were seven sons of Sceva.
No, jump now. We know why. Quickly.
This became known.
You've said that before.
And many who had believed came confessing and telling their deeds.
People started coming in the city of Ephesus, like you've heard today. They started coming in the city of Ephesus because they believed. They began to confess their deeds. This is revival in Ephesus now. Because without revival, you cannot take hold of, you cannot dominate this spirit. Economy will be difficult for all Christians. That's why Christians are the most struggling in London. They are fighting without fighting. No, Islam will not struggle like them. You know why? Islam is not just a religion, it's a movement. It's a political movement. When it advances to take over. It gets into an area and it wants to buy all the houses and put a speaker out. Guess what Christians do? You just have professionals in your little midst. They go on Monday and run back to their holes in church, afraid of everything. The other religion advances. It joins and they buy the first house on the streets together. They split and buy second and buy third. And guess what it does? It now brings its law. So every halal meat now, halal, has to come into your so-called culture because it's an advancement. So little by little, edging the Christians out. What do the Christians now do? Their church gathered and said, we cannot have Sunday service anymore. When it edges you out a little bit, if the noise is too much, it stays. But it's coming back, building strength. Until you come and say, well, you know, we can't do church services Sunday anymore. The devil is a liar. And don't forget, when it comes, when Satan comes, he's looking for any available body. He's looking for, God is looking for you this morning, like Satan is as well. Satan managed to make the church very nominal and cold. Until people can come to Spark and say, oh, this is strange. No, that's not strange. That's the apostolic church. In the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. Not fullness of joy as expression. You can't be joyous and have no expression to it. Because you can't be drunk and have no expression. Have you seen a composed drunkard before? Even his composure is funny. I've seen composed drunkard, he's adjusting many times. And you're thinking, what's going on, man? So you may think I'm drunk, but I'm not drunk. He stands up and walk around and say, that's the thing with me, drinking, I can master my mind. The power of God was so much in the city, those who believe started telling their deeds. That's what God wants us to break into now. Those who believe. Say, come on, go on, please.
Also, many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all.
Why? They saw the power of God. This magic, it wasn't performing any magic to them. It was hoodwinking them so that it can control their economy. But they brought their books together, and we've seen that here before, right? We've seen charms being submitted before. God says, now it's another dimension now. I'm just charging you up to pray in a moment. If you're a first timer here today, I challenge you to pray and see how your week will go. You know how many struggles you have. And you know how long, you know when you're trying to solve one, another one starts. They brought all their books to be burnt in the sight of all.
And they counted up the value of them.
And it was what?
And it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver.
This is millions. All the, this guy has sold magic books and charms to the tune of about to the tune of $1.5 billion. That's today's calculation. They just checked it. 1.5 billion has come into the economy. That's what I'm telling you. They were exchanging their silver and gold for a greater power. You didn't hear me. So something was, so the same spirit that impoverished them then says, I have a solution. You didn't hear me. The same spirit that kept them in poverty then says, if you buy this magic book, if you have this extra power, if you go to school, and school is good, but if you go to school, we will set you free from poverty. How did we get to poverty in the first place? I wish you're hearing me. Even if today is your first time, I don't think this is too deep. It was the same spirit. So now you have student loan. My question is, where did it go to? Where did it come from? Where did the money come from? It came from most of your tax, the parents that have paid tax before. They only exchange the money to put you back into bondage. How do you overcome this? You will remember the Lord your God, for it is He that gives you power. This week is our week of power, and we are holding no captives. Are you here with me today? Listen to me. The same power that causes sickness produces the pharmaceuticals. So I need the Genevieve's on the pharmaceutical mountain, because whatever they are taking on that mountain, we will split it. And then what do? We bring it back to the kingdom. That's why I told you about the swine. He exchanged their stuff for them. I wasn't sure you're ready for this level yet though, but I feel you are. We're about to begin to pray in a moment. The power that all this city will have to let go. You know why God chose you? Because out of the mouth of the babes and the sucklings, He has perfected praise. That the power that impoverishes us will let us go. This city will be free in the name of Jesus. The same power that causes depression sets up people and pays them 5K, 10K for psychotherapy. Where is the money going? The psychotherapist himself will now have to pay tax until he's back to be treated for depression again. This power in Ephesus thought he is smart. All of a sudden, Paul shows up. All of a sudden, the power of God shows up in the city with the word. And the power was saying, we've got matching skank now. If we can create a Bible economy, we will have a war chest. That's why we give, my friend. It is a matching skank.
Yes,
they brought their magic books and burned this. Then we wrap our own in clean films and we distribute those hope that in the name of Jesus, the word of God can set you free. The word of God can set this generation free. Shout it loud, hallelujah. So they all keep wondering. What is this stagnation? We don't understand your economy. Every media is looking for how you have money. It is not sensible. It doesn't make sense. It makes no logic. All those who are books, but it makes blood. Ah. Lord, this church is sleeping on me, you know. Because to face an economy that is a blood-sucking spirit, the first set of the spark generation, you must be willing to bring blood out, because it will take adversity to face adversaries. That's why we give first. Someone said, what is the future in this giving? I said, let me tell you the future. We're going to take the banking world. We're going to take the Medicare world. We're going to take the education world. I need teachers who are angry. I don't need teachers who are decent. I need angry school teachers. Angry. You know why? You know why? If you are not angry, we cannot create our own schools. Why do you sit there teaching when you can create your own school? The spirit that rules London, right? Says, oh, you've got to be very careful. I will be careful after doing it. I can't be careful on something I've not done. Imagine my daughter comes back from school and says, why are you married to mommy? You can get married to the other guy. I just want to know. I'm looking for teachers to put anger in. That anger is not carrying placards and saying this is wrong, that is wrong. No, that anger is we've got to create. Am I talking to teachers in this house? Stop looking for money. Look for the word. Put yourself in a prayer closet. Fast for 7 days. Begin to bombard the gate of heaven. And say to God, I'm not leaving this prayer closet until you give me a template for the new school order. Do you know why we sing new church order? Because I need people who will say this is the new engineering order, the new finance business order, the new food order, the new whatever, nursing order, the new care home order. You are not too small to do it. You are a servant of God. He programmed it on the inside of you from the day one of your life. So God says, arise. The time to arise is now. Can I stop now? The church is not angry enough. So we are wasting away our young life. And why are you wasting it away? You are the madman, sorry, of gatherer. Communicating with the dead. Your parents' failure is scaring you. The issues your parents faced is getting you afraid. Don't you know if you sit down for too long apart from the feet of the master, you get defeated? All they counted up to the value, and it was total
50,000 pieces of silver.
So
the word of the Lord grew mightily.
Read it one more time.
Yes,
let every new come, first timer, and those who are disconnected from God, let them hear what you have to say. They won't understand it now, but they will hear it.
So the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed.
The word, you know, so the first thing the apostles need to get in that city was the finances. But a guy has taken their heart. That means he has their money. $1.5 billion. Because that's the only thing they are buying. They are looking. Some of you have antidepressant drugs in your bag now. What made you depressed? And so be careful, you are media now. They will say you said they shouldn't use antidepressant. I just said it. That antidepressant drug is not your portion. The devil is a liar. You are a winner. You are God's seed. You don't belong to that industry. You don't belong to that pharmaceutical world. God loves you and the grace of God is upon you. You are a winner. Shout hallelujah. I just said it. You don't need anything to numb you out. Actually, you are already out of this world, but you are in Christ, who is the head of all principalities and power. So today, when the altar call time comes, better throw those things on the altar. The altar is the place of receiving lives and giving a new life. The apostles took the word of the Lord grew in that land. And then what happened?
And prevailed.
And it prevailed. It fought. I told you there's no prevailing without a battle. Spark Nation, you are in the middle of a battle for your city. Fight. If you fight, you will be the billionaires of tomorrow because industries will begin to shut down. Have you not heard each time there is knife crime, da da da? Sadiq Khan, the mayor, would say he has given 40 million out. This money fly into the wind. And the following week, crime gets tougher. But you cannot blame him because in churches today, this is not addressed. They are worshiping God and the city is rotting away. They've got all these old rules and laws. It has a form of godliness but denies power. Are you ready to pray?
Yes,
it's prayer week. So when we begin to worship and I say, I need to hear the sound of war. We're speaking to the economy of this nation. You know, when I first came to this nation, they said churches don't prosper here. This is not Nigeria. This is not US. Churches are not built in London to be 500 people. This is not Lagos. London City, a city... demons. And I remember when the Lord asked, he said, go on the 7-day fast, and I interlocked with the spirit, interlocked on a headlock for days. You don't kill those spirits, you subdue them. You can't kill them. You capture. Interlock for days in the place of prayer. Interlock, because for you to even find him, they are rulers in dark places. So while we're praying and praying, light is increasing. So each time Satan comes and thinks he's about to destroy Spark Nation, there are about 1,000 people here, said churches don't grow here. Guess what? You are just about to start growing. What you need is that cricket ground opposite you. Do you see that place? They didn't say amen. If I said Leroy, you will look back. I said cricket ground. And it will happen from the first gen to the second gen. The power to carry that is what you're going to receive this week. The people who will pollute that is what who God will remove from your house. They didn't say amen. You cannot grow to filling those places up in London City with wrong people. It is not from the accumulation of people. Oh, she was here 2 years ago, she's still here. No, no, no. He has to remove and begin to add soldiers. Soldiers. People who are undeterred. People who don't go about listening to news of what people have to say. People whose eyes are set. People will know that if there is any imperfection in the church, God brought them to fix that imperfection, not to run from imperfection. Are you listening to me today? That's why you're here. We're about to interlock in a minute. We're going to pray. You know, asking you to pray like this on a Sunday is like a risk. But when they said we won't grow, I said we don't need to grow. Guess what began to happen? We grew in a year by 1,000 people established growth. Growth is in the place of prayer. I see angels who anoint people with the oil of prayer. I still got one more thing to tell you. God says, remove everything that doesn't matter. Luke 10, 38. This is where I'm going to stop. I want to make a call. If you are not born again, you're worshiping that God. Bring back that God there. You don't know it. You can sing hallelujah. It doesn't matter. This spirit, this power impoverishes. And he asks you to pay for your freedom. It's a scam. It's the highest scam ever. It causes poverty in this city. Our parents were subdued. They were subdued by bills after bills. Yeah. But we look at the bills and tear a part of it and say, you know what? Yeah. I'm sowing. Look at you, Bill. I am sowing. And you are a liar. I'm not going to be deceived to think if I pay you, I'm free from you. Not saying don't pay the bills. We've got to. It's responsible to. But there is a time of interlocking. I'm sorry. Oh yeah, there's an interlocking time. Jesus entered a city. And a woman. That's why you've got to love women. And a woman opened his house to him. Her name was Martha. Then what?
Now it happened, as they went, that he entered a certain village.
He entered a certain village.
And a certain woman named...
Oh my God. A certain woman named... Go to Pastor Tammy, TPT, please. But read this, finish it.
And a certain woman named Martha welcomed him.
I pronounce over all the Phoebes. I pronounce again the blessings. Okay, I take it back. The amen was too low. Okay, I give it back. And all the women in this house, I pronounce listen to what I'm about to pronounce. A certain blessing. No. You didn't hear me. Sit down. Wait. They called her a certain woman because her job was to open up that city. She had a mission. So that's why I said, I pronounce over you a certain... So that blessing may not look like the sister sitting next to you, but it is yours. It is custom made. It is your mission. It is the supply of your mission. In the name of Jesus, I pronounce it over a certain woman today. A certain woman named
Martha.
Uh-huh.
Welcomed him into her house.
Uh-huh.
And she had a sister called Mary.
Malia Castabradoza. Lika Badeboso Brahande. We're about to pray. The way we will pray today, each row you will hold the hand of the person next to you. Yes, sir, and ma, yes, sir. We do pray in tongues here. We pray in tongues. I said, that's word. You look more word than us. Because sometimes I go to Scotland here to help them to make decisions. We're going to interlock everyone who is in depression, in Maudsley, in this and that. Do you know how many brothers and sisters you've got there? What's the name of the second gentleman that came out? Sean. From a time of carrying, what did you call that thing? Rambo, meaning the knife is big enough. To putting on suits and looking like a head of state already. That's not a testament to my work. is a testament to the resurrected Jesus. And it, because you may be new here, all those gestures that he has, those are the Spark Nation trademark. When you start doing this, when you start saying, "Oh my God," and what else now? That means something has shifted. And she had a sister called Mary,
who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word.
Mary always sits at the feet,
But Martha was distracted.
Martha was distracted
with much serving. And she approached and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me
faster,
to serve?"
Faster, I want to close this now.
And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things." But one thing is
Someone
needed.
Said one thing.
One thing.
I didn't say, Lord, one
thing.
One more time.
One thing.
One more time.
One thing.
One more time.
One thing.
One thing is needed.
But one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good heart, which will not be taken away from her.
Shh. What did she take? Yeah, that's what you will say. Because we're word people and that's cool. She did not take word. She took to sit. Be shouting at my dance. Something just hit you, you didn't know. You want to clap for it? Pastor is being swaggy. I'm talking word. Forget about my dance. She sits. TPT says what?
Mary has discovered.
No, there was. She sat at the master's feet.
Earlier, sir.
But Mary, yes, sir.
But Mary sat down attentively before the master,
and did
absorbing every revelation he shared.
Absorbing. I'm coming this week. It's going to be a nasty word. I've got to take it. So anyway, David said, "And the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your stepping stone." Oh God, they didn't hear me. And the Lord said to my Lord, in other words, the Lord said to my Lord, if I'm going to subdue your enemy, you've got to become Mary. Sit and absorb. Because this is the one thing. Lord, I want to go to Harvard and have a great education. I said, one thing. It's needed. Sit and let me use. If there were no gods in Ephesus, there was no economy for the apostles. So as the apostles sat and absorbed, it said one thing is needed. It said, "Martha, you know how to run around, but there's something that can change this city. I need those who know how to sit at the right place." What are we doing this week? We are going to sit. Isn't it amazing? The word sit means fix. The word fix means establish. In the Greek word, it means establish. It means sit. Tell your neighbor, sit. No. Tell your neighbor, the reason why you are not experiencing what God planned. You stood too quick. You stood, you ran, you flew too quick. He said, "But I'm making the meal for the master." The master said, no. There is one thing. Oh my God, we're going to take this city with one thing. We're going to sit at the feet of Jesus. And we're going to absorb. I don't have time anymore. The blessing came to meet Jacob. Esau was an hunter. It was everywhere looking for meat. But guess what? Jacob was at home. Jacob was at home and Esau came home. But Jacob was sitting and he said, your father is about to bless. And I will fall.